We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Well, that it might be fulfilled that which is spoken by Isaiah, saying, here's what Isaiah said, by the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God. Saying what? What does God's Word say? Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Well, yeah, that's in there all right, but, well, I can't find a but in that scripture. Why do you want to put one in there for? Amen? Now let's back up here just a little bit and read, and we'll get even more out of it. In that 13th verse that I referred to, when Jesus saith unto him that is said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it be it done unto thee. I believe he's saying that to all of us today. Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it be it done unto you. Praise God. Just go on, and as you believe, so be it done to you.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Incline Thine Ear.
Jesus said, I will. Now, let's notice here the fifth verse of the same opening. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith, or said in other words, well, here he is saying again, he said, incline your ear to my sayings, saith, I will come and heal him. Hallelujah. Jesus never did say, I won't. Never did say, I won't. And he never will say that to those who believe him and who have faith. You'll notice as you go on reading here that the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Now, did you ever stop to think about it? He calls this great faith. Great faith, doesn't he? What is the ingredient of great faith after all? It's found right here. Just faith in his word. He said, just speak the word only. You don't have to come to my house. I've got faith in your word. Yes. My faith's in your word and in your authority. Just speak the word only. That's all you got to do. Just speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I've not found so great faith. And as you read a little further, he told the man, go thy way, you know, and be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And of course, his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Praise God forevermore. Now then, while you're here, in this same 8th chapter, my, this is a good chapter, isn't it, to preach healing out of. Praise God. Just stay here all day. Look down there into that 17th verse, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah, so that's Isaiah the prophet, saying, remember our theme is, incline ear to my sayings. That's what he said way back there in Proverbs, isn't it? God said, my son, attend to my words, incline ear to my sayings. Well, the words that I speak unto you, Jesus said, they're the words of the Father. If you want to hear God speaking, listen to Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, what does God's word say? Incline your ear to my words. Listen to Jesus. Listen to the word of God. Well, that it might be fulfilled that which is spoken by Isaiah, saying, here's what Isaiah said, by the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of God, by the word of God. Saying what? What does God's word say? Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Well, yeah, that's in there all right, but, well, I can't find a but in that scripture. Why do you want to put one in there for? Amen? Now let's back up here just a little bit and read, and we'll get even more out of it. In that 13th verse that I referred to, when Jesus saith unto him, that is said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it be it done unto thee. I believe he's saying that to all of us today. Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it be it done unto you. Praise God. Just go on, and as you believe, so be it done to you. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Now, verse 16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, there's a lot of truths, you might say, and nuggets of truth that we could expound on here. But I think that one great truth that we can see that sort of shines out above all the rest of them is that some folks, because they believe that it is God's will to heal some, you know, but not God's will to heal all, that he just got through healing Peter's mother-in-law. See? And so I think the reason the Word of God connects this with him healing the mass right next, the masses next, is so that you know that healing isn't just for a favored few or somebody special like the mother-in-law of an apostle, you see. Amen? So that same day, because it was a Sabbath, that same day that Peter's mother-in-law was healed, at evening, that is, after 6 o'clock in the evening, at evening, when the evening was come, that is, when 6 o'clock came, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick. That is, all in that crowd that were sick. Why did he do it? Let's listen to the sayings of God's word, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Like I said, I believe thoroughly that that's put right in there, right next to him healing. You see, we see him healing Peter's mother-in-law. But like I said, somebody say, well, yeah, but now she was the mother-in-law of one of the apostles, you know. But it didn't say himself took Peter's mother-in-law's infirmities and bare Peter's mother-in-law's sicknesses. Amen? Or someone might say, if you back up to the first part of the chapter, the leper there who believed that he could and doubted her that you will or not. Well, yeah, that was just sort of an isolated case. Or the centurion. Well, the leper was a Jew and the centurion, you know, was a Gentile or a Roman. And so God just wanted to prove his power to the Romans, you know, so they know his authority. That's the way some people interpret it. But you see, so you wouldn't get carried away on that, he sums it all up by saying himself took our, not the lepers,
that's right,
not just the centurion's servant's palsy, not just Peter's mother-in-law's sickness and fever. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And it's on that basis that he healed all in that multitude that was sick. Hallelujah. Incline your ear. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. The Bible contains God's sayings. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, Jesus is the, I like to put it this way, the will of God in action. What is God's will? Is it God's will to heal me? Well, here's where we fail so many times if you deal with sick people. I have been in the healing ministry for 50 years now. Actually, 51 years. And you'll always find out that the biggest majority of the time where the hang-up is concerning the will of God. Even though people may make some effort. Many times that thought is lurking in the back of their head, so to speak. Well, it might not be God's will to heal me. Well, I know God does heal. But you see, those folks have not and are not inclining their ear to God's sayings. When you incline your ear to what God says, you know. So Jesus, I like to put it this way, he said, I came not, I did not come to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Then is he carrying out the will of God? Look again, we look at it many, many times. But like I say all the time, just because I've had one T-bone steak doesn't mean I'm not going to eat another. In fact, I'm planning on eating one tonight. I don't look at it and say, well, I've had one of them. No, friend, it's continually feeding your body that keeps it strong. Amen? It's continually feeding your spirit. Amen. Hallelujah, that keeps it strong. Keeps your faith up. Feed along the line of divine healing. You're building healing and health into your body, into your flesh. Because they, my words, are health to all their flesh. Well, Acts 10:38, you're familiar with it. How God. Now remember, with this thought in mind, incline your ear to my sayings. Remember this thought in mind. I came not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me, Jesus said. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Wonder if he was doing the will of God when he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Wonder if he was carrying out the will of God on the earth.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
It's not too early to think about applying for Rhema Bible College.
That's right.
And, you know, we do have two intakes. We have a fall intake in September, and in January we have a spring intake.
Yes.
And
it's going to be fall before we know it.
Yeah, just go to rbtc.org/ and put apply, and all the deadlines and everything are there. Actually, if you just go to rbtc.org, all the information about
yes.
Rhema is there. And if you're interested in a Bible school, it's the best one that there is around.
That's right.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.